السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى، لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أصحابي كالنجوم، فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. صدق الله العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. لسد الدرو الشريف. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders and dear listeners, the deen of Islam, the religion Islam that has reached us, and because of which, alhamdulillah, today we are seated in the masjid. We have come here to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the deen that has come to us, it has come to us through two mediums. The deen of Islam that has reached us, it has reached us through two mediums, which are very, very important mediums. Today we'd like to understand that mediums. دین اسلام جو ہم تک پہنچا ہے وہ دو واسطوں سے پہنچا ہے، دو واسطوں سے، through two mediums. The first medium is the medium of the angel Jibreel علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. Because he is the one that brings down the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first medium is of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And the second medium is of Sahaba Ikiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. From Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam till us until the day of Qiyamah, the medium is of Sahaba Ikiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. And if we read the Quran, if we read the ahadith, we will find that whenever anyone has attacked any one of these medium, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has responded to that. Whenever anyone has attacked any of these two mediums, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the answer. I'll just give you an example for that. You know, in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jews used to say that we are ready to bring iman on you, O Muhammad, That's what the Jews used to say, that we are ready to bring iman on you, but the one that brings down the wahi upon you is Jibreel, and he is our enemy. He is our enemy. We do not like him. Why? Because Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought down the punishment on Bani Israel, their forefathers. So they are thinking that it was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that was the one that brought down the punishment. So they used to say to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we are ready to believe in you, but the one that brings down the wahi is Jibreel. So we're not ready to believe in you. Why? Because it's Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. See here, the attack is on the medium, on Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to that in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًّا لِجِبْرِيلَ فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that say unto them, whoever becomes the enemy to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًّا لِجِبْرِيلَ فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brings down the revelation to your heart. He brings down the revelation to you through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not from his side that he's bringing something for you. So it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can't be saying that, oh, he is the one that does this. No, no, no. It's from the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from here we understand that whenever anyone has attacked or tried to attack the medium, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the reply to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the answer. Now come to the second medium that is of Sahaba Kiram, the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They also are the mediums. And in fact, you know, if it was not for the sacrifice of the Sahaba, today we would not have been seated here in the masjid. They went through a lot of sacrifices. We hear that so many times. The Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in, Ahl Bayt, they went through so many sacrifices. Because of that sacrifice, today we are seated in the masjid. So the second medium is of Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in. Now, I'll just give you an example to understand that. You know, in the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started giving da'wah to the people, we need to understand one thing, that you know, whenever any Prophet started calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Tawheed, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very first people to accept that message were the poor people. That is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the method. We find that in so many Prophets' life. Whenever the Prophet started the da'wah, the first people to accept that da'wah were the poor people. That's what happened when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam started this da'wah. It was the poor sahabas that they brought iman. If we see in the Quran, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when he started calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people said that we are not ready to believe in you. Why? Because these people who believe in you are the wretched people. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam ne jab logo ko Allah ki taraf da'wat di, to kya kaha logo ne? Hum aap par iman lane ke liye tayyar nahi hain. Kyun? Ye jo log aap par iman laye, ye to zaleel qism ke log hain. Na'uz billah. Wretched people. Kyun socha inhone is tarah? Inhone ye is tarah socha. Kyunki unko ye laga ki agar kisi ke paas paise na ho, daulat na ho, to wo zaleel aadmi hai. So that's what the criteria was. That if a person does not have a wealth, he is a wretched person. And if a person is a wealthy person, he is a noble person. What did Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam say then? Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, قَالَ وَمَا عِلْمِي بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah knows best who is a noble person and who is a wretched person. So the first people to accept the da'wah of the prophets were the poor people. Even our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when he started calling people towards Islam, the bulk of the sahabas, the people who brought iman on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, were the poor people. So the leaders of Makkah, they used to say that, you know what, we can come in your majlis, we can come in your gathering, O Muhammad, but if these people are there in your majlis, we are not comfortable to sit with you. You should take them out of the majlis, then we can come and sit in your gathering. That's what, you know, the leaders of Makkah, they said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now see here, the attack was on the Sahaba. The attack was on the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the answer in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not send away, do not keep them away, do not tell them to go away, those people who are calling unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. Subhanallah. Just imagine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to sit with the companions. To sit with the companions. That shows the level and the status of companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand that. And you know, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam started calling people towards Islam, we all hear this so many times that the people started torturing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Initially, it was verbal persecution. Verbally, they were torturing Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to say, "Oh, you are a sahir, na'uzu billah, you are a majnoon." That was the verbal persecution. But around 3 or 4 years of nubuwah, that's when they started physical persecution, physical torturing on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and on the companions. Why? Because when they saw that, you know what, this verbal persecution is not making any difference. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not stopping from his mission. And all those who have brought iman on him, they're not stopping from their mission. So what did they start then? They started physical persecution. We all know the story of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a slave. He was a slave of Umayyah. What did he do to Bilal radiallahu anhu? The time when he accepted Islam, he used to beat him up, drag him in the heat of the desert of Makkah, trying to make him leave Iman. Trying to make him leave Iman. So that Bilal radiallahu anhu say that, "Oh, I am not believing in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." But what did Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu say that time? Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after getting so much of torture, what did he say at that time? He said, "Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one." He did not even opt to stay quiet at that time. He didn't even stay quiet. He said, "No, Allah, Allah, Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one." You know, this reminds me of an incident. You know, we all know, the first muazzin in Islam is Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The first muazzin in Islam. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, there was a need of a way to call people towards masjid. How would we call people towards masjid for jama'at namaz? For namaz with jama'at. So everyone gave their opinion. The person to see the dream, the sahabi, to see the dream was Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi. He saw a dream. And the dream that he sees is that the angel has come to him and has taught him the wordings of azan that we've got today. Abdullah bin Zayd ne ek khab dekha aur khab ke andar unhe azan sikhai gayi. Azan sikhai gayi. Jab subah hui, to subah aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki majlis mein pahunche aur kaha ki maine ye khab dekha aur ye kalimat hai. Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam bade khush hue, kaha ye Allah ki taraf se hai. Ye jo kalimat hai ye Allah ki taraf se hai. آپ یہ کریے کہ بلال کو بلائیں اور بلال کو یہ کلمات سکھلائیں اور بلال اذان دے گا. بلال اذان دے گا. When he came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told that this is that wordings that I have been taught in the dream, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "All right, call Bilal and Bilal will be the one who will give azan." Now the question comes to our mind that the person to see the dream was Abdullah bin Zayd. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling Bilal radiallahu anhu to give azan. Why? Khab to dekha Abdullah bin Zayd ne, aur award kinhe mil raha hai? Award Bilal radiallahu anhu ko mil raha hai. Hona to ye chahiye ki Abdullah bin Zayd se kehte aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aap hi azan de de. Lekin nahi, bulaya kinko? Bilal radiallahu anhu ko bulaya ki aap aaye aur aap azan de. To muhaddiseen farmate uski wajah hai. Uski wajah ye hai ki Bilal radiallahu anhu ki awaaz bahut buland thi. لِأَنَّهُ أَنْدَى سَوْتَ. بلال رضی اللہ عنہ کی آواز بلند تھی, اس لئے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ بلال اذان دے گا. حضرت شیخ زکریہ رحمت اللہ علیہ, حضرت یہ وجہ بیان فرماتے ہیں. حضرت فرماتے ہیں کہ میرے نزدیک اس کی وجہ اور ہے. اس کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ بلال رضی اللہ عنہ کا انتخاب اللہ تعالی نے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی زبان پر کروایا. کیوں؟ اس لیے کہ ہم سب جانتے ہیں مکہ مکرمہ کے اندر جب اتنی مشقت اور اتنی آزمائش کے باوجود اور اتنی سختیاں برداشت کرنے کے بعد بھی بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے احد احد کے نعرے لگائے. تکلیف میں غمیوں میں بلال نے احد احد کے نعرے لگائے تو آج خوشی میں بھی بلال ہی اذان دے گا, خوشی میں بھی بلال ہی احد احد کے نعرے لگائے گا. In the time, you know, in the Meccan era, when the people were torturing Bilal radiallahu anhu, at that time Bilal would say, Ahad, Ahad. Today in the time of happiness, it would be Bilal that will be giving azan. It would be Bilal that will be giving azan. So from this we also learn a lesson that, you know, in the time of happiness and in the time of sadness, we should always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never we should forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our difficult times, Allah will remember us in the time of happiness and vice versa. Always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so, you know, when Makkah was conquered, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Makkah al-Mukarramah as a conqueror. He calls Bilal radiallahu anhu and he says to Bilal that, Bilal, go climb on top of the Kaaba and give azan. Climb on top of the Kaaba and give azan. Jab Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fath Makkah hua, Makkatul Mukarramah ke andar dakhil ho rahe hain, to Bilal ko bulaya aur kaha ke Kaabatullah ke upar chadh kar ke azan de, Kaaba ke upar chadh kar ke azan do. Ye zuhr ki azan thi jo aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hazrat Bilal se farmaya ke Kaaba ke upar azan deni hai. Kyon? اس لیے کہ سارے لوگ یہ دیکھ لیں کہ یہ وہی شخص ہیں جن کو آپ نے اتنا ستایا, اتنی تکلیفیں دی, اتنا آزمائش میں آپ نے ڈالا, لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ نے جب انہیں ایمان کی نسبت پر جب عزت دی تو اسے کعبۃ اللہ پر چڑھا دیا. دائس بلال رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. سو یو نو دس از جسٹ این ایگزامپل, بٹ وی سی دا لائف آف آل دی کمپینینز. They went through lots and lots of sacrifice, and that's why today we are seated here in the masjid and we can, you know, we can pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So never ever we should speak ill about any companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember one thing, you know, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the one that has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested their hearts. امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ, for piety. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَىٰ وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا. Subhanallah. Allah says, you know, who are these sahabas? Who are these companions? Who are these companions? The companions are those that their hearts, you know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made so much of sacrifice and so much of effort on them that the kalimatu taqwa, meaning the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, is so firmly attached in their heart that you cannot separate it. You cannot separate it. Like for example, you know, the cold is lazim. Cold is firmly attached with ice. You can't separate it. Heat is firmly attached with fire. You cannot separate it. In a similar way, the hearts of the companions have been firmly attached with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And that is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the certificate of Ridwan in this world itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am pleased with all the sahabas, with all the companions. And you know, this certificate, that I am pleased with you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this certificate to the believers. We will get this certificate in Jannah, and that will be the last thing in Jannah that we are going to get. But the companions have already got this in this world. They've got their certificate of Ridwan in this world. So my brothers, we all should respect, remember, This is our iman, that we have to respect all the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love of Prophet, and one thing, just last thing, ek akhiri baat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam se mahabbat, ye hamare iman ka taqaza hai. Sahaba ikram, Ahle Bayt, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in se mohabbat, ye hamare iman ka taqaza hai. Ye hamare iman ka taqaza hai. Agar koi shakhs Sahaba ikram par ya Ahle Bayt par ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam par taana de, to hame wo bardasht nahi. Hum usse bardasht nahi kar sakte. Isliye ke hamare dil ke andar نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی صحابہ کرام رضوان اللہ تعالی علیہ مجمعین کی اہل بیت کی اللہ کی جتنی زیادہ محبت ہمارے دلوں میں ہوگی اتنی زیادہ نفرت ان سے دشمنی کرنے والوں سے ہونی چاہیے. علماء کرام یہ فرماتے ہیں کہ ہمارے دل کے اندر جتنی زیادہ محبت اللہ سے اللہ کے رسول سے صحابہ کرام سے اہل بیت سے جتنی زیادہ محبت ہوگی ان کے دشمنوں سے اتنی زیادہ ہمیں نفرت ہوگی. اگر ان کے دشمنوں کے لیے ہمارے دل کے اندر ذرا برابر بھی اگر کوئی نرمی ہو اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ ان سے محبت کے اندر کمی ہو رہی ہے. So my brothers, you know, these are the sahabas, these are the companions because of which today we are seated in the masjid, and through those sacrifices today we can say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and today we can identify ourselves as Muslim. So it's our duty and responsibility that we love all the sahaba, all Ahlul Bayt, we love all the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also upon that, not just the claim itself is not sufficient, we need to live our life according to their teachings. That's the main thing. One is that I make a claim morning and evening, that's good. But upon that, the main thing is that we live our life according to their teachings. That's the main thing. And upon that, we will be getting Jannah, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and all of us the ability to act upon what's being said. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.